My boyfriend was a shapeshifter, as told to Peter Bernard, read by Madeline Starr. I'm the kind of woman who gets what I want when I want it. If I can't take it myself, I get someone to get it for me. If I can't be appeased that way, I run to my very rich and powerful daddy, who starts firing people until someone gets me what I want. So, of course, when I met Einars, the mountain man, I wanted him as my new toy. And when he refused me and utterly rejected me, I had no choice but to fall madly in love with him. I did what anyone in my position would do. I hired the best private detective money could buy and began investigating him. We had determined that every single Thursday afternoon he would go to a particular restaurant for an early dinner. I waited a month to let his paranoia settle, then accidentally ran into him there at that eatery. He did seem surprised to see me, but not upset about it. He even invited me to join him at his table, which I did. We talked amiably, and he was quite cordial for a man of his breeding. He never flirted with me once, which was extremely frustrating. Nevertheless, I pressed onward in my attempts to charm him. He only made polite comments in return, then started checking his watch ever more frequently. He started interjecting that he would have to leave, so I redoubled my efforts to engage him in conversation. It would take a month or two before I could arrange another chance encounter like this. I didn't want all my effort to amount to nothing. I kept him there 20 minutes after he'd paid his bill. Then he suddenly got the strangest look on his face, stood up, announced loudly that he had to leave, and burst out of the establishment. I quickly followed, and he led me on a crazy car chase through the hills to the suburban part of town he was renting a house in. He screeched his car to a halt in front of his home, emerged from his vehicle in a great haste, and took a few steps toward his gate before convulsing in a most horrific manner. From my car, I watched as he bent down a man and then stood up again as something else. His head now looked like a dog, and his entire body was covered in what appeared to be fur. Then he howled a monstrous scream, halfway between man and animal. And raced off, bounding off the hood of my car into a patch of trees on the other side of the road and disappearing from view. After catching my breath from this most unexpected experience, I thought to myself what any woman would think in my position. I can save him. And now this Einars came to be my boyfriend. I had learned his secret, but I still loved him. Slowly, he returned my love. We live a mostly normal life like everybody. Summers in Cape Cod, winters in Aspen, you know. But Einars, as you by now must understand, has an affliction. It's called lycanthropy. In short, he turns into a dog man each month under the light of the full moon. So far, as Daddy's team can tell so far, it's an incurable disease, but it can be treated. For instance, we discovered that if we kept Einar sedated and sleeping through the full moon, the symptoms never manifest at all. Einar calls me his angel. He says if a cure for lycanthropy is ever found, it will be a result of my caring for him. So he's happy, see? And I have my own pet werewolf. Talk about status symbol.
And if there's anyone out there who can't get enough of PQ River, search in your favorite search engine for PQ River, and you'll find plenty of podcasts, music, and weirdness.
Check out the audio podcast version of Scary Stories NYC, now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and other popular podcatchers. Bigfoot Attacked My Tiny House. Scary Stories by Peter Bernard, Volume 1, now available on Amazon in paperback, Kindle, and audiobook versions. Narrated by PQ Ribber and me, Madeline Starr. Forward by TV's famous Timothy Green Beckley, better known as Mr. UFO.
back for more scary stories.